And let's head back now to Washington, where William Brangham has a look at the day's other news. William.
Thanks so much, Amna. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Israel today and said this week's talks about a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostage release were, quote, the best, maybe the last opportunity to release those hostages and at least pause this war. Nick Schifrin is here, and he has been following this all along. Nick, what is the state of these current talks?
Blinken said today that Israel had accepted language designed to bridge the gaps between Israel and Hamas. This is Blinken speaking today earlier to reporters in Tel Aviv.
The critical next step is for Hamas to accept the bridging proposal that Israel or Prime Minister Netanyahu has now accepted, and then to engage with everyone else on making sure that we have clear understandings of how each party would actually implement the commitments that it's undertaken in this agreement.
So what does that mean? Recall that there is an overall agreement on the framework for the first phase, a six-week ceasefire, the release of more than 30 hostages from Hamas and 700 Palestinian detainees from Israel, and a humanitarian aid surge in Gaza with a phased Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. But William, regional officials tell me that the two sides remain far apart, especially over changes that Israel has demanded in the last 6 weeks that this bridging proposal language is designed to overcome. That includes, number one, this. Israel insists on control of Rafah and the Philadelphia corridor, that is between Gaza and Egypt. Hamas this weekend called that, quote, an obstruction to reaching an agreement. Number two, checkpoints inside Gaza to screen Gazans moving from south to north. Number three, Israel is insisting that the more than 30 hostages released in the first round all be alive. That is new. That was not part of the last deal. And U.S. officials do not believe there are enough female, elderly, or infirm hostages to release that number. So actually, American hostages might be moved higher than the list. And number four, Israel is insisting on being able to veto the release of certain Palestinian detainees, something Hamas again called, quote, new conditions and demands. And overall, the public statements from both sides really reveal that the gaps remain. Here's Netanyahu speaking today, quote, I greatly appreciate the understanding that the U.S. has shown for our vital security interests. But Hamas yesterday said, quote, the new proposal responds to Netanyahu's conditions, aligns with them. Tonight, William, Hamas has just given an interview saying that they have already conceded what Israel said was enough, and they are not in the mood for any new conditions.
So why is it making this deal, perhaps this week, so critical?
U.S. officials believe that if there is no deal this week, Iran and Hezbollah are likely to follow through on their vow to attack Israel for two high-profile assassinations in Tehran and Beirut, one of which Israel accepted publicly, one of which they did not. That attack would likely derail instantly any of these talks about Gaza, because U.S. officials still believe that the best way to forestall an Iranian attack and, frankly, perhaps a war between Hezbollah and Israel is a ceasefire in Gaza.
Nick Schifrin, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.